Welcome to the Effleurage Massage Therapy Podcast. This is Maddie. I'm a wife, new mother, and self-employed entrepreneur. My business is built around helping people through massage, exercise, and teaching.
And I'm Holly, small business owner, deep tissue specialist, and an advocate in your corner. This podcast is for everyone, but LMTs can earn credits by learning from our 20 years of experience.
Our goal is to empower massage therapists to become masters of their trade. We want to set a gold standard for our industry, and if it takes making waves to do that,
then so be it.
If that sounds good to you, then keep listening.
Hey everyone, welcome. We are going to be talking about...
Hey guys, about client questions today. The question of the day is, do I have massage benefits? Does my insurance cover massage? That seems to be one that we help people out a lot with, and it's okay. We just got to guide people in the right direction. So if you are a therapist listening, this should help you guide your clients. And if you're a client, then you'll get to learn a little bit about what you can do to figure out your insurance plan and what they cover. Not that we are complete 100% experts, but this is what we know.
So a lot of times insurance, there's inpatient and there's outpatient.
Oh, Lordy, it's confusing, especially if you don't work with it a lot. Inpatient, outpatient. So inpatient.
In network.
Oh, in network.
In network. Well, because those are two different things.
Also. Well, yeah. Inpatient would be in the hospital.
Yeah.
Outpatient would be not.
We're all outpatient procedures.
Yeah. And then, oh gosh, the lingo to know. So in network, out of network. What's funny is you can sometimes get, services, treatments done that are out of network. I've seen a lot of people who are out of their network. And I'm able to bill them because they have out-of-network benefits. But usually you want to be working with what's in your network because I guess it's there for a reason.
So, Maddie, let's just pretend, right, I'm a newbie to massage. Do I have insurance? Like, does my insurance cover
massage? Okay. Well, easiest way to do that is to pull out your insurance card, right? I haven't seen a lot that say specifically that they have massage benefits right on the card, but they will usually say something about specialists and like what the copay is or something. But on the back of your card, there should be a number, there should be a list, and one of them is for customer service, right? So customer service or prior authorization might be one that you could call. And you just call that number up. They'll ask you for your ID number on the front of the card. So that they know who you are, and you say, hey, this is a question you need to ask everybody. Do I have massage benefits when provided by a massage therapist? And that should be a simple yes and no question. And one of the reasons why I don't like working with insurance companies is because it's not a simple yes and no question.
Oh, it never is.
I was telling Holly a little bit ago about one client who called his insurance up to ask that question. They said, yes, you have massage benefits. So he came in to me and I had his referral from his doctor. I saw him 3 times. I billed the insurance and they told me he didn't have massage benefits. So they weren't going to pay me. And so I called the client and I said, hey, you don't have massage benefits. And he said, what? They told me I did. So he called again. And his insurance said, oh, well, you can have a massage, but not from a massage therapist. You can get it from a physical therapist. So this is the exact kind of stuff we're talking about with insurance that can just drive you bananas. Now, they like to play a game. And you're paying them money to play the game. So that's why it's sometimes worth it to learn the ropes and the hoops you have to jump through. Because at the end of the day, you're paying for this service, and if you need a massage and they say that you can have one, then we got to figure out how to get it for you.
There is a little bit of a difference, I feel like, when you're talking to a person who is on the other side of the line. They are paid to sit there and answer the questions about your insurance from your insurance company. They want you to have that information. Now, I have seen firsthand, if a patient walks into their provider's mm-hmm. office and they say, hey, look up my insurance information. Mm-hmm. you know what? They're a lot less likely to be helpful and to give you the thorough information that you actually need. Mm-hmm. Because first off, yeah, that's kind of their job, but it's not really. They don't work for you. They don't work for your insurance company.
Right.
They work for their employer. And they are there to be booking and helping and doing all that other kind of stuff. And in their eyes, they're saying, this is your insurance. This is your information you're trying to get. Why do I have to help? And I do know that more and more, the offices are, they're just not willing.
They're not doing the verification.
They're just not willing to put in that extra work. Because sure, it takes them 5 minutes maybe to pull up your information and talk to you and do that thing. But if they're doing that for however many patients every single day, and this is why they're saying, you know, that time adds up and we're not going to be providing that service for you anymore.
Yeah.
You need to figure out what your own benefits are. And I know for me, like I get that, that nice little, benefits package, you know, mm-hmm. I think it's like once a year or when you re-sign up on your plan or whatever, you get a big hefty thing and
you look through it.
Oh my gosh, you're supposed to, but it's overwhelming, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't really know how, even though being in this job, I should kind of know the jargon. I don't, you know, but it is so easy to just get that 1-800 number on the back of your card. You don't have to do a Google search. You don't have to do anything. Yeah. It's right there on your card. You call up somebody and they are paid to give you that information.
Yes, they are. It is definitely worth jumping through that hoop so you can continue your treatment without interruption and without a surprise like that.
Because every single company also is going to be doing things differently. And so, yeah, if you change, it's insane to me. I used to have pretty good benefits.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? My husband's company, he's a contract worker, right?
Yeah.
And so he changed to this other contractor. Can you believe these benefits that I have? The two of us have to share six appointments per year between the two of us. And that's either chiro or massage.
Wow.
Isn't that just the worst?
That's not good.
That's not good. And I know a lot of state employees and stuff, they get like 24 a year or something. And I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So let's talk about, though, when you do have massage benefits, what that means. So let's say you're good to go. Let's not say you're good to go. Let's say that your insurance company said you have massage benefit. Where do you go from there? Usually, and I would say always from the massage therapist view, you need to have a referral for that because we have to include a diagnosis code on our bill and we can't just pull that out of our hat because we're not doctors. So I would say as your massage therapist, okay, great. You got benefits. Please bring me a referral from your doctor, your PT, or your chiropractor, and then we can start your treatment.
Because there's a big difference between us and those guys.
Right. So
we are not doctors.
We are not doctors. We can't diagnose, and so we can't just, like I said, pull that out of our hat.
Anybody that has the doctorates and things like that, you know, they can legally give you your codes. We can't. We can't change codes. We can't do anything. Anytime you got to deal with this stuff, you have to go.
And if your referral expires, your referral expires and we had to send you back.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
We can't give you the massage. We can't do anything.
We can't. And not by billing in your insurance. So why go through all this trouble, right? So ideally, because your insurance will pay for some of it. Don't get your hopes up too much, okay? Just because your insurance says they cover massage, we still don't know how much that is. We don't know if you have a deductible. We don't know what your copay is. And there's a little bit of different lingo here that can be hard to understand. But let's just talk about what we would do. So bring in a referral. We do a treatment. I'd send a bill. I bill the same amount per unit. And so it's a very standard bill that I send for what I do. And then I wait for them to get back to me. And it can be a bit of a waiting game, or it can be a bit of a ping pong game where I send a bill, they send something back saying they want more information. I shoot them more information. They say, okay, here's your what we would pay if their deductible was met, but it's not. So you need to bill the patient. So deductible is usually that set amount that you have to pay out of pocket per year, starts over every calendar year. And it's a low deductible plan is going to be in the hundreds of dollars, you know, $250, $550. A high deductible plan is going to be something that's in the thousands, you know, $1,000, $5,000. And that's something that you really should know about your insurance, no matter what kind of service you're needing. Yeah. You should know that. Yeah. So say you,
because that's going to be across the board, I think, correct? For any services that your insurance provides, it all goes to that same deductible.
No. Insurance is a hairy business, and they'd like you to think that that's true.
So you've
got different deductibles. So it depends on the plan. It depends on your insurance company.
So weird. But I had no idea.
People can have family deductibles with different deductibles for every like person, or it can be a group thing, or it can be certain services go to your deductibles, but certain ones don't. Huh. Yeah. But see, we're specialists. Massage therapists are specialists. So if that helped you guys out at all, figuring out what's going to be covered, they might say if you're going to your primary doctor that, you know, we are going to cover that to the usual amount and you'll just have to pay your copay, you know, something like $25. But if you're going to a specialist, then you have to meet a, you know, deductible. And I can't even tell you, I think they make up just different rules all the time about what kind of deductibles are for what. But just educate yourselves to your plan. We can't know everybody's plan. You can't know everybody's plan, but you should know your own.
And even within the same insurance company.
Oh, Lord.
You know, it's like, well, I have Premera. Don't you kind of know what Premera? No. I mean, it really depends on what you signed up for. You know, it's like, yeah.
I mean, because they just...
They do what they want to do.
They do what they want to do.
They kind of have a monopoly on what insurance is, and so they get to make up whatever rules they want.
They get to make up the rules. Remember that they're a business, so they want to make money, so they don't want to pay. That's essentially, the less they pay and the more money they don't, you know, have to fork over, the better they're doing as a business.
Yeah. And the more that they give you a runaround about your benefits and the less time that you have to schedule your appointments, the happier they are.
Yeah.
So they have no problem.
Yeah.
And I think not having the information that you need is good for them. They like
even,
that.
Even in the past few years, I have seen improvement as far as laws go. Cracking down on insurance companies not being able to hide these factors to where, like that story I told you earlier, that should never be. That should never be. Things like that should never be. All right. So let's continue with the saga of, okay, I've billed. And they've gotten back to me and you have a deductible to meet. I'm going to say it's a $250 deductible. Okay. So you haven't seen anybody else this year and you're going to come see me again. So what that means is that I'm going to send a bill. Say the bill for that hour massage is $120. Pretty standard. And the insurance company sees that and they say that's a service that we allow a certain amount for. And that amount is probably going to be $80 or $90. Okay. And so that's the amount that they allow. But then sometimes there will be a different amount that they say the patient is responsible for. So usually just having that insurance in your corner will do something for that. You'll probably still be paying around what a cash price would be. Say that that cuts down to, they say, the responsibility for the patient is $55.89. Okay, and you have a $250 deductible. This isn't always 100% clear either. Sometimes it's that $120 fee that I charge. Sometimes it's the amount they allow. And sometimes it's the patient responsibility that adds up to the deductible. But I think most of the time, it's that allowable amount. So say that they allow 90. So say $250 is your deductible minus 90. You still have $160 left that you ought to pay out of pocket.
So then
it's the craziest form of math you ever seen.
Yeah, I know. You're explaining it to me. And
You got a different amount that you bill than you would if they pay out of pocket. You got a different amount that they approve versus what you have to pay as a patient. And then what we get paid would be totally different. So I'm already getting a headache talking about this.
And I think the thing that really drives me crazy is, like, outside of billing for a massage, just it drives me insane that you can pay a cash price that will always be less. If you pay for any kind of service, it will be less than what they will charge insurance.
Right.
Because insurance they have this game that they play, and you will have multiple people in these companies that you have no idea that they even exist, that they're out there, and mm-hmm. they're making these phone calls back and forth, mm-hmm. negotiating between your hospital or your doctor's office, whatever your surgery was for, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can have multiple people sitting here arguing about a bill back and forth, debating how much they're willing to pay and how much they're willing to give you
right.
a bill. And you have absolutely zero say in this.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, let's say that deductible gets met after all that crazy back and forthness. And now your deductible's met. And now you just have your coinsurance or your copay. Let's say you have a great plan where after you meet your deductible, you don't have a copay. Wow.
I think most people, it's like $15.
Some people, $15, $20, yeah. $25. Some insurances, it's almost not even worth all the trouble because their copay ends up being like $50.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, why am I doing all this?
Yeah.
So yeah, once that's all hit and then we bill, and as long as your referral's up to date, then you come in, you have your copay. The other thing to remember with massage benefits is, like Holly said earlier, 6 visits for the two of you that has to be split up between massage and chiro.
Yeah.
So just because your referral says that you can have 12 massages during over the next 12 weeks doesn't mean your insurance is going to pay for that. So here we get into more hairy situations. You know, like, it's not as easy as would hope.
Because I think that is that which kind of, isn't that an authorization form that they'll send when you reach the end of your referral and you can say, hey, we still need more treatment, can we get more, isn't there a form for that?
Not usually for your general health insurance that you carry in your pocket from like your work.
Right.
You can request more visits usually for MBA or workers' comp, L&I, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Where they are only doiling those out. Yeah, yeah. Like, but when your insurance says that you have 6 massages a year, you have 6 massages a
year. That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So when does my referral end? How would I know that? How would I know?
Well,
I mean, it seems like a lot of people, you know, you go into the doctor, you're complaining about, you know, my lower back is hurting, and they say, cool, I'll send you a referral for a massage. And that's kind of like the most of the conversation that you get. And I don't know what your, I just feel like healthcare lately has been just insane, right? And it's like, you ask for a referral and they're like, oh yeah, we sent it. And then you wait like a month. And mm-hmm. then nothing. So you call your doctor. Oh, no, no, we sent the referral. And then you call mm-hmm. the specialist and they're like, we never got the referral.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, here's where I have
so
to
when,
say.
So when exactly does the referral start? When does it end?
Okay, here's how we go. In a perfect world, that referral would say from the beginning of treatment, you have 12, or there's going to be a date on it, and that's the date. And then if it says 3 months, then it's going to be from that date. You have to interpret that the way you think the insurance company would interpret it. Whatever's on that paper is all that insurance company knows. So there's that. But then, like you were saying, chasing that referral all over the place, I tell people, go to your chiropractor, ask them for a referral, and don't leave without it.
Yeah.
Get that thing in your hand.
Put it in your hand.
Yeah. Don't wait for, the faxing game between here and there and everywhere.
Because I love our admin that works so hard for us, but I hear that so many times.
Well, yeah.
I just didn't get it. I didn't get the fax.
Didn't get the fax. Maybe it was the wrong fax number. Maybe it was a bad fax.
Maybe that was the old one. Yeah. There's so many ways that it can so easily just slip through. And then you're left hanging there for months thinking somebody's taking care of you.
Yeah.
And you didn't have any idea your referral never even went in.
Right. Oh, my gosh. It's a hairy business, guys, but it is worth it.
But
just
that's,
make sure. Yeah.
I was going to say, that's why it's really important, or a really good idea, at least, to physically get the referral, because that way you do know when it starts mm-hmm. and when mm-hmm. it ends.
And you can just jump right in with your treatment. I don't have to wait for a fax to come through.
Yeah.
I'd be waiting a while. I don't have a fax machine, though.
And you know what's also really great about that is that if you've got the referral in your hand and you go to one place and you say, hey, what's your availability? Whoa, mm-hmm. nothing for 5 months. Let me try something else.
Yep.
And then you've got that referral in your hand and you can walk to another place. Yep. Oh, cool. You can get me in next week. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're almost out of time for today, but I do want to make sure we touch on that since it came up. You can choose who your massage therapist is.
Yes.
Yep.
just because your referral got sent somewhere.
I mean, your insurance might say it has to be someone in their network for them to pay for it, but still, if therapist A and therapist B are both there, you can go to either one. It's your choice.
Yes.
You don't have to book with somebody just because that's where your referral was written to by your doctor.
And those people might know how to write their charts up and everything so that the referral just keeps coming through and you just keep getting seen and all that kind of stuff. You need to advocate for yourself a little bit if you feel like you're not getting the results mm-hmm. that you should from your massage therapist.
Go somewhere else.
With that referral. Yeah.
Yeah. And just know that there are places out there that will take advantage of you. And so you got great insurance that pays mm-hmm. a lot and you have lots of benefits. They'd be like, oh, just keep coming in.
Yep.
They won't even ask you if you want to reschedule. They'll just be like, see you in 2 weeks at the same time.
Yep.
Right? And they're using you as a little cash cow.
Yeah.
So it's great to get massage. It's great to have good health and benefits. But don't be taken advantage of, especially if you're not getting the results.
Yeah. Know that you're paying for those benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're paying for it, they should be working for you. Your yes. massage therapist should be working for you. Your insurance company should be working for you, getting you the help and the answers that you need. Nobody should be running around having a hard time, you know, struggling with all this information. So, yeah, hopefully you guys got a little bit of information out of that. As always, you know, we've got tons of information, lots of experience and stuff. If any of this was daunting, as it turns out, Maddie is phenomenal with insurance and just the information that she knows about that kind of stuff. I always have a million questions for her. Feel free, of course,
contact us.
Yeah,
and we're gonna try to grab somebody to come on the show soon who has even more knowledge about this. But you can ask us more questions if you like. Reach out to us. We're here for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Maddie.
Thanks,
always
Holly.
Love all of your information.
This is a good talk.
Yep. Thanks for listening to another episode. If you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review so other people can find us too.
Hey, LMTs, don't forget your credits. We offer this show to make education accessible to you. Every LMT needs to maintain their license by completing continuing education. Click on the link in the show notes or visit our website to claim the credits that you need.
And if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or the website at flourage.massagetherapy.com. And as always, at flourage,
we've got your back.